So the bottom line is here, we need to not be sucked in by the world's philosophy, which just emphasizes all the glamour, all the outside. Same thing with religion. You know, do you think people join our church because of the fancy building that we're in? And you know, the same people who say, "Ah, your church is in a strip mall." So what?
Yeah.
Those are the same people that couldn't handle this kind of preaching anyway, so nuts to them. It's the same people who say, "Oh, you know, your church is in a strip mall." Or they're the same people who complained when our church was in a house when we first started. And it's funny, when we switched from the house to the strip mall, a bunch of people showed up who hadn't been in a while. "Oh, wow, you're in a building." They still didn't like the preaching. Because it's not about the building. And you know, I've been to some churches that have a palace of a building. But you know what's interesting about that? When you first walk in, you're impressed. You're like, "Wow, this is so nice." But you know, after a few weeks, it's just a building.
Yep.
I mean, when you first walk into that fancy church, it's impressive. Whoa! But after you've been there for a couple weeks, it will just be a building, and you'll start thinking about, what is this preaching like?
Yep.
Is this the preaching I want to hear? You know, I'd rather be in a building, and you know, we got all kinds of fancy artwork and everything. I mean, just look at this. But if we were just in an ugly, dirty warehouse, I'd rather be in the ugliest, dirtiest warehouse, sitting on a metal folding chair, or sitting Indian style in the dirt, listening to real preaching,
amen,
than some boring, phony facade in some fancy, you know, dolled out building. It's what's on the inside that counts. Guess what? It's the same thing with your marriage. Guess what? It's the same thing as a human being.